Receiving an honor like the Charlotte Street Foundation's Generative Performing Artist Award can prompt honorees to think about their work, their roots, and their future. I asked this year's fellows, first Patrick Conway and then Heidi Vann, to describe themselves as artists, lest anyone else do it for them.
I think of myself a little bit as musically schizophrenic. I think because I have a variety of instruments that run kind of a gamut from totally improvised music to totally hyper-composed music. I'm interested in avant-garde music from the Western European tradition, but also have a deep interest and connection to Afrocentric traditional musics and world music in general, particularly gamelan music.
Well, I think they like to call me a clown, or I think they like to define me in the style in which I perform. But I'm a student of different kinds of theater with text, traditional theater, but I also like making my own work. And when I make my own work, I primarily do it in a nonverbal, physical style accompanied by live music. I'm influenced by dance. I'm influenced by visual art. I'm influenced by pictures. But at the end of the day, I like to tell stories three-dimensionally.
Here's a sampling of Conway's work from a composition he calls Seven. And for a sample of Heidi Vann's work, here she is as fictitious Hollywood train wreck Brinsey Cardilton in a show called Bump, seen last year at her performance space, The Fish Tank, in the Crossroads.
Okay, I've made some mistakes, right? The DUIs, possession of narcotics, disorderly conduct, public urination, and child endangerment, whatevs. And I've had a lot of time to think about things. And when I say a lot of time, I mean a lot of time.
As a way of defining what a generative performing artist is, I asked Fan and Conway to describe what the honor means.
To me, it means it's validation for what I do, because I feel like a lot of generative artists, which is what we are categorized as, because we are people who do not wait for people to hire us. We are people who make our own work. And that work doesn't fit most often into a specific style. So this means a lot to those of us who walk outside of the norm and who think outside of the box and who have taken our careers into our own hands. It means the world.
Being recognized for your work and the financial support, of course, is great and very helpful, takes the pressure off when we're living as freelanced artists. The opportunity to present our work and bolster our careers, like Heidi said, it's a chance to have more visibility in the community, and people may hear about you that might not otherwise have.
Because both Conway and Vann seem so comfortable with their artistic endeavors, I wondered when in their younger lives that artist emerged.
I started studying piano with my mom when I was about 6 years old, and I've always been kind of, I guess, ADD with instruments, because I took up French horn and then I started playing bassoon and then I took up percussion and still was playing piano and then got a guitar and started writing songs and started playing bass when I was a teenager. So I think from a young age I started being interested in creating music, probably from the age of 11. I started writing songs and stuff.
Ironically, I just came across a box of videotapes from 1989, in which I was doing some sketch comedy. I was doing some stop animation film with some Easter decorations. and recently I just had lunch with someone where I was asked, how did I get into this? And I realized that what I am doing, I have always done.
Each year's Generative Performing Artist Fellows is celebrated in a public performance of their work. Perhaps inspired by each other, Vann and Conway are taking the opportunity at this year's event to collaborate on one piece, a window play by Heidi Vann with musical accompaniment by Patrick Conway. Steve Walker, KCUR News.